Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204. Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop. Shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT network, and our website is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in this morning. We welcome you on this Friday morning. And I tell you what, I don't know about you, but it seems like it's been a long week. I know many of you have faced challenges this week, but you know what? It's Friday, it's the weekend, and it's all behind us. We hope that as you're traveling in on this wet Friday morning, that you're traveling in safely. We remind you every single morning, not only to watch out for yourself, but to watch out for kids that are traveling about in and around town, and you know, they're everywhere. Make sure not only are you watching out for kids, but make sure that you're watching out for others that are traveling on the highways as you're traveling in. And it seems as the city is growing, and not only in our area, Central Louisiana, but throughout the state, it's growing, and there are lots of people that are traveling on the road. And as more people are traveling, it seems like people are getting less patient. So I want to encourage you this morning to watch out for yourself as well as your fellow drivers. Make sure that you're staying safe on the roads on this wet Friday morning. Not sure if it's going to rain all day, but as we were driving in, there was a good downpour. But as we got closer to the city, of course, it stopped raining. So we're excited about the weekend. We hope that you are. But most importantly, we're excited about this morning's show. You might remember a couple of weeks ago, we told you about Jenaba Tarmo. Remember, she was in that photo finish race with her racing and training partner, Allison Felix, and they had a photo finish tie. And there was such controversy about what they would do to settle the tie. And actually what happened was that the track and field officials weren't really prepared for what happened in this photo finish race where they had identical times. And what happened actually was that they announced unofficially that Jenaba was the winner of the race. And so she thought that she had squeaked it out and won the race. Well, all sorts of controversy. They were going to have a runoff, you know, or they were going to do a coin toss. They were trying to figure out what to do to settle the matter. And so after all sorts of what to do, Jenaba came out and said she didn't have a piece about running the race. So all that said, that grabbed our attention, and we thought it was absolutely incredible. And she is our Shiro, really, of the month. And so after we saw the article and we read what she had to say, she had such, DC, a warm spirit and such an authenticity about herself that we said, you know what, we want to bring her to the OPT network before they head out to London. So our team got to work, I mean working vigilantly around the clock, to connect with Jenaba Tarmo, and we did it. So she's going to be on the OPT this morning, and she's going to tell us about her journey through the process of getting to the Olympics, turning professional. She's only 22 years old, but you know what? You can just see in everything that you've read about her and everything, the way that she's carried herself throughout this entire process, that she's just a wise, wise young woman, and she's got a very sweet spirit about herself. And so we are so excited to have her on the OPT network this morning. We're looking forward to hearing her story. And as I said, and as I've always said, that each of these stories, I hope they do for you what they do for us. They encourage us, and they speak to possibility. I can't say it enough. And you know, when we were having Real Women Real Talk a few weeks ago, we were talking just about this very topic, about knowing when it's your season and trusting the process. And see, the pundits, the people who were going to benefit from it, the people who had other motives, when a person says, I don't have a piece about it, most people, they're not even trying to hear that. That doesn't even register at all with them. But when she said it, when I read that initially, it was just like a light bulb to me. I just got what she was saying, and she didn't have a piece about it. And so she said, you know what, I'm not going to run the race. But her career is, she's had such a stellar career. She's got to be living her dream. And it's all been really sort of just jaded by the media and by people wanting a story. Well, you know what? This morning, we're going to hear from her about her story and her journey. And we feel like when we share the journeys of others, that it will give life to the next journey, and that each of us will be encouraged in our own way, that whatever it is that we're believing God for, and this might be referring to you in your life. You may have been waiting for something and believing for something, and you may be thinking, it is just my turn. I have worked harder. I am more deserving. We talk about it all the time, but you've got to be in tune with God and the atmosphere, the universe. You got to know when something greater than yourself is saying, not yet. And when you get that unction and that impression in your spirit, can you say yes? You know, we all want to say, yes, Lord, yes, I will. But can you say yes even when it's something that you want to say no to? That's what real courage is to me. Or can you say no when there's something you want to say yes to, but you know in your knower, deep, deep, deep in your knower, it's not time? Y'all, I can't tell you. DC knows. I mean, this has been something that our team has been working on, because I believe that there's such a powerful story in this. I believe it's a word for many, many, many of us. Sometimes you have to say no when you get that check, even though you want to say yes. Because I'm telling you, fruit out of season just isn't good. And anything before it's time, before it's ready, there are going to be some challenges. And are we intuitive enough? Whether you call it the Holy Spirit, whether you call it something told you, are we intuitive enough to get it? But DC, you know what I love the most about this story? Even bigger than all of that? I love the fact that there are two women that have come together when society says that women can't do it. They say we can't agree on many things. They say we have catfights and we're just vicious toward each other. We talk about the mean girl syndrome all the time. Well, this is a story of true selflessness, true altruism. She has put what she's dreamt of, what she's wanted, on the side and said, I'll wait. And she has deferred to her sister friend, a young woman that they are described as being like sisters, have trained together, have fellowshiped together, have eaten meals together, have cried together, I'm sure, who have shared life together. Y'all, it's a powerful story. And these are the stories that we look to tell. It is our mission to empower each and every person that would dare to be on point, to let you know that things are not always as they seem. And sometimes we absolutely have no idea. But I'm going to tell you, when you just step back and wait, they that wait upon the Lord, just great things happen. And you just have to have faith. You have to have courage to trust that. So we're going to be talking to Jenaba this morning, and it promises to be a great conversation. We're going to be talking about the 2012 Summer Olympics happening in London. They're on the countdown, 14 days, 7 hours, and I think 32 minutes is what the ticker is showing. So there are lots of butterflies. There are lots of events. And we're going to be watching, and I know that we're going to be watching the whole Olympics so that we can share in all of the stories. We're also going to be bringing an incredible story next week. Kimberly Holland, who is an agent for several of the athletes that are going to be running and competing for gold in London. She's got an incredible story. We're bringing that right out of the covers of Essence magazine. And we thank Essence for their partnership, for always being on point and making sure that we make those connections. She has an incredible story, another story of, you know what, living your dream. And I'm telling you, I get so excited for others. And there's something to be said about just celebrating others and being excited for their triumphs. Because really, if you truly trust the process and you truly trust God, you just know, you know that your chance is coming, your time is coming. And I couldn't be more excited as if I were going to London myself. So you know what? We want you to get excited with the Olympians. And we're working on a few other athletes as well. They're going to be leaving for London really, really soon. And Jenaba is going to be getting up really, really early with us this morning. So we're just excited. We're looking to have a really, really incredible weekend. And, you know, the weather, you know what we generally do on weekends, but, you know, it's been raining a lot. And we love our weekends. We know that you do as well. We celebrate the week and the weekend. And so, you know what? It promises to be a great weekend. We want to send a special shout out to Miss Oralee Tejada. She listens every day down in the big town of Bunky, Louisiana. You know what? You just encouraged us this morning, Miss Oralee Tejada. Thank you so much. You lift our spirits. You know, it's our mission to lift you every morning, because there, let's face it, there are so many things, so many negative things competing for your attention. There's so many things that just will work to tick you off every single morning. And you know what? Every single morning that we come in and we take the microphone, it is our mission to do just the opposite, to encourage you, to enlighten you, and to let you know that whatever you're dreaming about, whatever God showed you, whatever those things were in your secret time, in your quiet time, with whatever your higher power is, that you know what, if you just don't quit, I don't care how old you are, I don't care if people say, how's that gonna happen? That's never gonna happen. Why is that gonna happen to you? Why are they gonna pick you? I don't care what all the naysayers say. Just know that they are, what's the new word we learned? Frenemies. They're not your friends, they're your enemies, pretending. That we've got a word, we try to have a word every single day that will encourage you. And so again, Miss Oralee Tejada, thank you. Because sometimes the encouragers need encouragement as well. So thank you for being on point. Stay on point. Stay with us. We're going to have an incredible conversation. We're going to go to a quick break here. But when we come back, we're going to have more interesting and exciting stories to talk about. And then we're going to bring you Jenaba Tarmo. Incredible story. Stay on point. It's Friday. It's the weekend. And we are super, super excited. Stay on point. We're going to take a quick break here, but we'll be back right after this.
.com. HicksandHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksandHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksandHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksandHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hicks and Has It.
Hicks and Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC. Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Carrie Griffin Broussard with the Louisiana Campaign for Tobacco-Free Living. And I would like to say thank you to Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping in the fight for a smoke-free Louisiana. Thank you for being an advocate for change.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. And also, we want to remind you, as we do every single morning, and you know, I hope that they're not just words, but I hope that you're thinking about action. If you've received a settlement, or you've got a lawsuit pending, or you have your 401k plan, or you have inherited money, or just come into money, you know, you hear about these stories all the time about people who get large sums of money, and within a year, and sometimes maybe two, they've run through the money. They have nothing to show for it. And really what that is lack of understanding about money. And so that's why we encourage you to know where your money is going, to understand how to deal with your money. Carol Kinder is a financial path. She's a financial advisor, and she'll help you to get on the right financial path with all of your investments. You can phone her at 318-448-8600 and then get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Like a good neighbor, Rosa is really always on point about helping you to understand what you need and just giving you an overview on what you have. And if you are just getting insurance for the first time, we want you to consider State Farm agent Rosa Fields, a pillar in this community. She's been here for many, many years. She is always active in the community, but she is active in helping people to understand what they need in terms of insurance. And here's her number. It's 318-487-1881. And of course, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence. They're the credit union with a heart. They've always got great programs going on, easy to talk to. You can go in and just sit, and they'll help you to understand what you're needing in terms of your finances. Davis One Stop. Davis One Stop runs on Highway 71. Whether you're traveling north or south, Davis One Stop is just in Cheneyville, Louisiana. It's just incredible. I can't say enough about Davis One Stop and Thesha Davis and her team at Davis One Stop. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria. Well, I tell you what, we just got this incredible story, and we're going to, you know, we've just, as we were talking about living dreams and what people are doing and celebrating people, well, Nyla Gibson is going to be featured very soon on the ABC network in Extreme Makeovers. It's their weight loss edition. She's just seems to be an incredible young woman. She graduated from LSU. Well, first of all, she graduated from Alexandria Senior High School in 2001 and went on to graduate from LSU in Baton Rouge. She's got a bachelor's degree and an MBA in business administration in 08. And Nyla is currently living
in Houston, Texas, where she became involved in this dynamic weight loss program. And so they're going to be having her makeover. And so we want to get more information. It's going to air. It looks like it's going to air this weekend, July the 15th. Yes, the date is right here, July 15th at 8 o'clock Central. So that's going to be on KLAX 31. So many of you know exactly who Nyla is and what the story is. So we want to encourage you. Okay. We want to encourage you to listen. Tell me what it is that you're trying to tell me, baby. Oh, okay. And so anyway, she's got an incredible story, and we look to have that story very soon for you. We're going to try to reach out to her after the show airs. But as I said earlier, we're always trying to celebrate people who are living their dreams and doing great things. And so congratulations to Nyla Gibson. I know many of you know who she is. We look forward to watching that on July 15th. That's going to be this weekend. So make sure that you tune in to KLAX. Can't seem to spit that out this morning. But, you know, as I was saying earlier, we're looking forward to getting Jenaba on the phone. We're going to talk about when she's leaving for London, what the process is, and just the entire journey. And, you know, instead of looking at what's negative about a situation, we always try to find the good in every situation and praise that. And sometimes I think we forget to look for those good, positive things because we're always looking for what's wrong. And when I tell you what, when you look for what's wrong, you almost certainly will find it. And so it takes more courage, I think, to look for what's right in a situation and to figure that out and to praise that and to begin to walk in that, because each and every day sometimes you just hear people that all they talk about is what's wrong with a situation. And instead of being part of the problem, why not be part of the solution? And then you become contagious. You begin to affect people in a powerful way, you know? So that's what we're going to be talking about. When we come back, we're going to introduce you to Jenaba Tarmo. She's going to be running in this year's 2012 Summer Olympics. It's going to be an incredible conversation. Stay with us. We'll be back right after this.
I got a new walk and a new point of view, a new purpose for everything I do. I got a new rule, only real folks around. If you're wondering, I'm about to tell you now. See, it's the same pretty face, but a brand new smile. Same letter C, but she ain't walking, she's flying. New day making, big news. See if love found me, it could surely find you. See it. Yeah. I ain't even got one sad tear left in me. Yeah. All I really want is to see the whole world. If you feel good, then go on and show it all. They can say what they want now. Just let them try. I don't listen to them, baby. Let me tell you, I see it's the same pretty woman with a brand new style. Same letter C, but she ain't walking, she's flying.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71,
Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop. Shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving.
There are a lot of reasons why I love the McCafe Cherry Berry Chiller. I could probably name 100. It's juicy, fruity, icy, refreshing. Sweet.
Get into the new McCafe Cherry Berry Chiller at McDonald's. Cold, made with 100% fruit juice with natural flavors blended with ice. Yummy. It combines the natural sweetness of cherry and raspberry for a perfectly refreshing drink. You could go on forever about how delicious it is, but it's here for a limited time only. The simple joy of a taste you can't get enough of. I participate in McDonald's.
Did I already say perfect?
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is an On Point Talk playback. Monique, Oscar and Golden Globe Award winner and international talk show host.
Monique, it's amazing to know that every time we see the Monique Show and those doors open, that you're the first African-American woman to host a late night TV talk show. Talk about that.
I am having the time of my life. Every night when that elevator door opens up, baby, the little girl in me want to just run out of there.
Really?
It is everything that I thought it would be, and then it slips into things that I couldn't have even imagined.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just joining us, you know I've been talking all morning about Jenaba Tarbo. And let me tell you just a little bit about her. Jenaba Tarbo has gold medals in multiple events around the world, along with a couple of NCAA national championships, all before the ripe old age of 23 years old. And after turning professional just a year ago, she will chase a gold medal at the 2012 Summer Olympics in London. Jenaba was born in San Jose, California, to immigrants from Sierra Leone, and they both worked as nurses in the United States. She attended high school, of course, at Mount Pleasant High School before attending Texas A&M University and joining the track team there. And of course, we can't leave out the photo finish between the two third place runners and herself and Allison Felix. But it is an incredible story and an incredible journey. And Jenaba, we want to welcome you to the OPT Network. Good morning and welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning.
You know, first of all, we want to thank you for getting up so early, because we know on the West Coast it's very early. But I want to start by talking about your journey to where you're going, your journey to London. Let's rewind and talk about how you first started in the sport of track and field.
In the sport of track and field, let's see, I was in middle school, and the high school coach, Steve Nelson, saw me run at a track meet, and he just said, this girl has potential, and he wanted to coach me. And at that time, I was reluctant to run track. I told my mom, I'm not doing anything. I'm going to go be a fashion designer somewhere in San Francisco or Los Angeles, and that's my dream.
Uh-huh.
And my mom was like, no, I'm not having it. So the coach, Steve Nelson, came to my house and spoke to my mom and said, your daughter has so much potential. She can possibly get a scholarship to college.
Uh-huh.
And my mom was sold when she heard scholarship. So after that, she pretty much, my mom and my dad, they took their parent role and said, you're doing what we say, and that's that.
Well, so
they know it's that. They knew it was just, huh?
Did you begin to love running, though? And did you start to say, well, maybe I do have a lot of speed?
It took a while for me to begin to love running. I can say I probably started to like it more after I graduated high school.
I was really, really shy. Uh-huh.
Yes, I was always really shy. And the fact that so many people started to notice me, it just made me scared. And
did it.
I just did not like the attention at all. So
my goodness.
I just had to grow and mature mm-hmm. into being in the spotlight that way.
Mm-hmm.
So throughout high school, that was my biggest obstacle. So I went through high school, though, and everything was good, and then I just had to decide what college I was going to go to, and I decided to go to the University of Tennessee, and my parents said, I think you should go to Texas A&M, and I was like, no, I'm making this decision.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. and so then you go to the University of Tennessee.
Yes, and then it just was not the right place for me. That peace, I couldn't feel that peace again,
mm-hmm.
so I just said, look, I need to leave and go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to Texas A&M, and that's when I can say I started to really care more about track.
Mm-hmm.
I learned that God gave me this talent for a reason, you know. He gave me this particular talent for a particular reason, and each time I step on the track, I am not going to let him down. I'm going to run with no regrets, and that's what that's when I started to really, really love track, and I realized that it was my purpose.
Wow.
It was my purpose to run as fast as I can and give him all the glory, honor, and praise, and that's what I do every single time I step on the track now.
Jenaba, such a sweet, sweet spirit. And so, you know, we talk about what you just said almost daily, the gifts and the talents. So when was there a moment for you where you just had that revelation that you said, or that you heard that voice say, this is your gift? Was there a moment for you?
Yes, there was. It was my junior year competing athletically. Hello?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm listening.
Yeah, it was my junior year competing athletically, and I actually always wanted to sing my whole life, and I just can't sing at all. So I was like, God, what is my talent? And
uh-huh.
I just realized that my talent was track and field, and he gave me this one talent to be the best I can be in. So I just said, I can't sing, so I'm just going to be the fastest athlete I can be.
So when did you realize, Jenaba, that you couldn't sing? Did you know all along?
I knew all along. I just did not want to accept it.
And then so you start running, and then you get all of these great accolades. And then let's fast forward to that moment where you say, you make that decision that you're going to actually turn pro.
Yes.
What happens in that moment?
It was not an easy decision because it was my final year. It was not my final year mm-hmm. academically. I had an extra year. So.
Mm-hmm.
All year I've been telling myself, Jenaba, you're not even going to go pro. You just need to stay in college another year and you know, try to build up your resume a little bit more. And then there's this one moment that something just said, why are you going to stay in college? You have so much more potential. College can't teach you what the professional circuit can teach you.
Mm.
And I spoke to my coach, and they weren't really happy with it. But once I told my coach Anderson that, you know, this is what makes me happy, and this is the decision that I'm choosing. He said, "Well, if it makes you happy, then go with it."
Mm-hmm.
So the head coach Pat Henry was he was just a little caught off guard.
Mm-hmm.
So he said that I couldn't really train at the Texas A&M anymore. So I I went off and I started looking for a coach.
Mm,
and
mm-hmm.
That itself was a little bit hard because I didn't know who I wanted to go with. And I started looking for a coach, and I ended up going with Bobby. And
Bobby Kersey.
I can say that it was probably the best decision I've ever made. It was really scary, though, because I was kind of intimidated. But
I can only imagine.
It was the best decision I've ever made, yes. I hopped in my car in the U-Haul. My boyfriend and I drove from Texas
to
California. Yes.
What was that like, Jennifer? That's a long drive, girl.
It is a long drive, and it was so scary because once we got to the mountains, the U-Haul was a little baby four-cylinder.
Uh-huh.
And our car was pushing the U-Haul down the hill to the mountains, and the engine just made the scariest noise, and it was nighttime, and it was snowing, and we didn't know what
goodness.
To do. We just
wow. A lot of prayers, huh?
Oh, a lot of prayers.
Listen, let's do this, Jennifer. Let me get a quick break here. But when we come back, I want to talk about when you started dreaming of gold and when that dream of becoming an Olympian really came to fruition. We're going to take a quick break here. Everybody stay on point. We'll be back right after this.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get wired satellites powered by DirecTV now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just joining the show this morning, we're joined by Jenaba Tarmo. It is an incredible conversation. It's an incredible story of possibilities about finding your purpose in life and the 2012 London Olympics. And before we went to break, Jenaba, we were talking about when that moment for you was growing up or in college when you said, you know what? I'd like to be an Olympian. I'd like to compete in the Olympics. When was that moment for you? Can you remember?
I've always dreamt about competing in the Olympics, actually. I remember watching the 2004 games, and I just saw the 100-meter dashes. I didn't know much about track and field, but I knew I wanted to do it. You know, I wanted to be in the Olympics, and I just did not really put the effort into it at that time. It just took a lot of time to start putting the effort into it and to become an Olympian. But for the longest time, I wanted to run track, run the 100-meter dash in the Olympics. It just took a little bit longer than I thought it would.
Did it really?
Yes.
And so when you're...
Mentally, I just wasn't...
And so when you're dreaming of that, because I can imagine that there are so many young women that are listening to our conversation this morning that have sat and watched the Olympics or have watched whatever it is that they've dreamt of. How do you go about crafting that and making that dream, Jenaba, a reality? Do you remember when you started crafting and like you said, you weren't mentally there, but then you started getting your mindset. And at that moment when you say, well, wow, maybe this could happen, how does that process happen?
It happened this year, actually. I had to build my confidence up a whole lot more. I just listened to what people told me, and a lot of people said, you know, coming first year out of college, it's not really going to be easy if you make the team. You might not even make the team. So that just kind of hurt me a little, and I settled with that. I listened to that. And the moment I stopped listening to that and started telling myself, look, no one can tell you what you can do, and no one can say you are not able to do this, that, and the other, then I started doing better in practice, you know. And it really took my coach. He said, look, you can make this team. You just need to start finishing practices a little bit stronger. I know you have it in you, you know. It just took his positive feedback and my mental discipline to say, I can do it. And then it was there where I just started developing more in confidence and just mental strength.
Where does that come from? Where did that mental strength come from, Jenaba?
I can safely say I started reading my Bible more. And
wow.
It says when you want to reach higher or when you want to get to a higher place, you got to reach at a higher place, you know. And I couldn't get higher with myself. I had to get higher with him. And I was just reaching for him and just trying to be more Christ-like, you know. And that right there just gave me so much more confidence. It helped me out so much. I can't explain it. I just know that I read my Bible and life started to change for me.
That is incredible. And that is a word for somebody. And, you know, as you were talking about, and before you came on, I was talking about frenemies, people who are, they come across as friends, but they're really not, and they tell you what you can't do. And as you were saying about the people that said you probably wouldn't be able to make the team, does that make you really see the gift in full focus? Because for many, and a lot of those people were looking at what they have seen versus the gift that comes from God. Many people, Jenna, it does take them years to make the team. Do you at that moment see the gift in full effect?
Oh, yes, most definitely. I am a true believer that, you know, you got to reach higher to get higher. And I see the gift and I see his works.
You know, I'm writing that down because I think that is a prophetic word for somebody. You got to reach higher to get higher. That's powerful.
Yeah.
That is powerful. And then so you make the team, and you and Allison are, let's talk about your relationship as training partners and friends.
Mm-hmm.
What was that? What's you guys' relationship like before all of this?
We're pretty close. I had called her up before I even wanted to go train out here with Bobby, and I said, Allison, look, I'm a little nervous because this is what I've heard. What are the training like, and what's going on? And she just told me everything, and everything was completely different from what I heard. And
uh-huh.
I mean, that's when you say you can't really believe what you hear on the street.
Uh-huh.
So everything was completely different. And she was like, yeah, just let me know when you get out here. I can go apartment hunting with you. But for now, I'll send you an email. And she sent me an email full of apartments and where I should be. And right then and there, I just said, this is a really nice person. You know, she is blessed.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came out here, she pretty much was very friendly and tried to help me through practices. And
mm-hmm.
her and the whole team, they just pretty much took me in as their youngest sister.
Because mm-hmm. Allison had, she had more experience. She's a little bit older than you. So mm-hmm. she was a little bit more learned about the whole circuit and about the things that were happening, right?
Yes.
And so then, yes. And then you guys train and you're getting ready for the tryouts. And then there's that moment that the world is, they can't stop talking about. There's that photo finish moment. First of all, tell us what that moment was like when you crossed the finish line.
It was literally a dream come true. I crossed the finish line and I looked up and, I mean, it did take time for me to see my name, but when I saw my name, I couldn't do anything but smile because there was just so much joy, you know.
Uh-huh.
It was a dream come true. I've never been so happy in my life. All the hard work paid off. All
uh-huh.
the sacrifices paid off. And,
mm-hmm.
and I was just like, oh, God, you were so good.
Wow. Let's take a quick break here. But when we come back, we're going to talk about how good God is and being in the moment that you have dreamed of, from a little girl, and how amazing that moment must have felt. You're on point, everybody. We'll be back right after this.
Try and keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears. Go ahead, release your fears. Stand up and be counted. Don't be ashamed to cry. You gotta be bad. You gotta be bold. You gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard, you gotta be tough, you gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool, you gotta be calm, you gotta stay together. All I know, love will save the day. Herald what your mother said, read the books your father read. Trying to solve the puzzles in your own sweet time. Some may have more cash than you, others take a different view. Together. All I know, love will save the day.
Hicks HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC. Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years. A bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Best-selling author, Lisa Bevere.
And when you start writing this book and you start looking at the metaphor and the imagery of the lioness, you talk about awakening something uncontainable.
There is an amazing quote that I found when I was really on this pursuit. He said, if ever there comes a time when the women of the world come together purely and simply for the benefit of mankind, it will be a force. There's that uncontainable. It will be a force such as the world has never known.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. If you're just joining the conversation, we're joined by Olympian Jenaba Tarmo, and we're talking about the journey to London. Jenaba, before we went to break, we were talking about that moment when you crossed the finish line. And, you know, we both agreed during the break that that will always be your moment. Have you been able to quantify or to even come to terms before all of the controversy happened about what that moment felt like for you?
Yes, actually, it was a dream come true. And I told my, that night I had called my mom and my sisters and I said, we're going to London. I'm buying the tickets and that's that.
And that's that. And what did they say?
That's that.
What did they say?
They were so happy, you know, cause I am the first American born in my family. I am the first person to graduate in America in my family. And
wow.
Now I'm the first Olympian in my family. So,
wow.
I was just so happy and so proud.
Mm-hmm.
So
wow.
It was a dream come true.
And so what does that feel like, being the first of all of those things in your family?
It's really good feeling, but I can't say that I did it alone, so I couldn't take all the credit,
for
you know.
Sure.
It took my mom, it took my sisters, it took my dad, it took my whole family for me to get to this position. So when they say I'm the first, I'm just like, well, you guys helped me get here, so you guys are also the first.
right. It's a first for the family. The family of firsts.
Family, yeah.
Absolutely. And you know, that moment when I read the article that said, you know, there was this photo finish and the times were identical, But they did announce you as the winner. And so that makes it all the more gut-wrenching. And then they, the U.S. Track Association really doesn't, they don't know what to do. They say, okay, we've never had this happen. So what do we do? So they're scrambling to figure it out. And so during those moments, what are you thinking?
I was just listening to my coach because my coach said, there's a lot of stuff going on right now and you guys just need to be focused for this 200. So don't listen to the media. Don't read any newspapers. And most of all, do not talk to anybody. So I just really listened to what he had to say, and I just stayed away from everything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But so in the back of your mind, were you able to dismiss it?
In the back of my mind, I could not completely dismiss it. I was just always wondering, why did they change it? What happened? Mm-hmm. What is going on? I had so many unanswered questions.
Mm-hmm. And since that time, have those questions been somewhat answered for you?
Somewhat, but not quite.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhat, but not quite.
And so, how do you come to terms with that? Because I feel this sort of uncertainty there, almost, but still not just okay, on point with it. How do you deal with that moving forward?
It's hard, but I just want to kind of forget about the past. That's kind of how I operate sometimes. So it's hard to look back at it and think, why did they do this? What was their motive, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Why did they change from Geneva to Dead Heat?
Mm-hmm.
And then each time I think about it, it just makes me want to cry.
Mm.
You know, I get so sad because I feel like I had my dream, and then they try to take it from me. So moving forward, I just tell myself, you know, Geneva, you just got to focus on what's going to happen, you know, and think positive thoughts, you know, expect great things.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't dwell on the past. You cannot, because sometimes your questions will go unanswered, and
mm-hmm.
that'll just leave you more upset.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and so
that's all I could do.
And so during the, and I read how you said, you know, you really had a lot of tears during that time.
Oh, okay.
And then,
yes.
And then you make that decision that you're not going to run, you're not going to settle for a coin toss, but instead you say, Allison, you run. How does that happen?
Well, there was a lot of tears involved. Each time I told myself, okay, get ready for this runoff, I started to cry, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't know that. In my mind, I was trying to prepare for the runoff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling myself, hey, get ready, you know. If God is for me, who can be against me? No one from against me shall prosper. This is just the devil trying to do something to me, and that's
right.
Not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I have his protection, you know? And I was just saying so many scriptures, and nothing can get me up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All I can do is just cry and just cry. And
mm-hmm.
And when I said, when I just made the decision, like, I can't do this, you know, I can't go out there and be an emotional wreck and still try to compete and earn a spot that I already had. So I just had to say, Allison, it's yours. My heart is not in it, and I'm really at peace with giving it to you.
Oh,
and that's when my heart, it was at peace, you know. It's like the storm was gone.
Wow.
And it felt like that was the right and the best thing to do.
Wow. And so before you make that decision, do you talk to your folks? Do you let them know that this is the decision that you've made, your parents, your family?
I spoke to my sister, my older sister.
Mm-hmm.
And I let her know. My dad was trying to, he was just, at first, before he knew anything, he was just saying, you know, you can do it, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
He was just encouraging
mm-hmm.
me to run.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't talk to him. I just talked to my older sister, and she was like, you know what, I trust your judgment, and you just have to do what's best for you. And whatever's meant to be will be.
Wow. And so after you get that sort of confirmation from your sister and you find that peace, Do you tell Allison personally, or do you just make the decision?
Oh, I called her and I told her. I said, you know what, Allison, my heart's not in it, and I think you are. I think you. I'm going to give you the raise, and I'm just conceding right now. And she didn't want it at all.
What does she say when you say that to her?
She was just like, are you serious? I don't want it that way. I don't want you to give it to me. I want to work for it. And she didn't want to accept it at all.
Wow. And so you come to terms with that, and you finally get that peace. And Jenaba, it's just hearing it come out of your mouth, and you know, everything that I've read about you, all of your coaches said that you were always such a great sportswoman, that you were always looking out for the others. It was always you making the competitors feel better, telling them that it was going to be okay. I mean, I think that that's a gift in itself. And, you know, we wanted you to share your story with our listeners because it is just incredible. It is one of the most altruistic, selfless things that I think that I've heard at least this year. And there is a silver lining in all of this because you will be running the 4x100 in London. And you will be meeting your older brother for the very first time in London.
Yes.
So talk about the excitement of that.
I am so excited to represent my country in the Olympic Games. It's still a dream come true. Although I'm not running the 100, the 4x1 is still just as good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm possibly going to be running with my training partner, Allison, so it just makes everything feel way easier. And then having my brother see me compete, you know, just mm-hmm. not just see me, but see me in my element mm-hmm. and seeing my nieces and nephews is just a blessing. It's a blessing.
So what will that be like? Just to give us a quick scenario, because most people probably didn't even know that you had a brother that's 15 years older than you that you've never met. And there's an incredible story behind that as well. Talk about what that moment will be like, laying eyes on your brother. I mean, really, face-to-face, flesh-to-flesh for the very first time in your lives.
It's going to be amazing. I can't even put it into words. It's just I've always wanted my brother next to me and telling me, giving me advice and then helping me out with my boyfriend problems. And
mm-hmm.
and he's going to be right there, you know, flesh and blood. I can just give him a hug and
mm-hmm.
and talk to him face to face and look him in the eyes. And I'm so happy, so excited.
Well, you know what, Jenaba, we want to thank you so much for spending the very earliest and the best part of your morning with us. When I tell you, I hope that you can feel the blessings and the love that we are sending to you right now. And that we pray that you have a safe journey to London and that you go and compete in the finest fashion and that God will make all of the desires of your heart very real. Jenaba, thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break here, but we'll be back right after this. Hang tight for me 1 second, Jenaba.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop. Shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Part of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avol's Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
There are a lot of reasons why I love the McCafe Cherry Berry Chiller. I could probably name 100. It's juicy, fruity, icy, refreshing, sweet.
Get into the new McCafe Cherry Berry flavor Chiller at McDonald's. Cold, made with 100% fruit juice with natural flavors blended with ice. It combines the natural sweetness of cherry and raspberry for a perfectly refreshing drink. You could go on forever about how delicious it is, but it's here for a limited time only. The simple joy of a taste you can't get enough of. I participate in McDonald's.
Did I already say perfect?
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Katie Vanderlick, Executive Director of the YWCA, and I would like to thank Carlette Christmas with On Point Talk for helping us nurture kids and their potential. Thanks, Team OPT, for helping us in the Central Louisiana community.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, Get Wired Satellites, McDonald's of Pineville, State Farm agent Kyle Wolf. Get to a better state with Kyle and his team in Of Oils Parish. The number to phone is 318-346-6695. Hickson Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, simply log on to HicksonHasIt.com. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, well, they remove your doubts. Of course, the Of Oils Commission of Tourism and Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, LACVT, Dr. Gary Jones, and Dr. Chance DeWitt, healing Sinlaw one heartbeat at a time. Well, if you've just joined the OPT Network this morning, shame on you. You missed Olympian Jenaba Tarmo. Listen, what can I say? I just had to finish blowing my nose and wiping my tears because that is a powerful young woman of God. And you know what? How could you not feel the sweetness, DC, of her spirit, the authenticity, you know, of what she had to say? And just the fact that even if you don't like sports, you gotta love this kind of story because it's just real and it's about giving of yourself. See, sometimes it's hard to take what you believe is yours. You know what it's like, DC? It's like the two women in the Bible with the baby. Yes. And he says, well, I'll settle this. I'll just split the baby in half. And the mother says, no, give the baby to the other woman. And that's what that reminds me of. And listen, y'all, I get so emotional because we want women to know that we can come together. And that, I promise you, every one of us will get our chance if you just don't quit. And Jenaba and I were talking at the end of the conversation, and she was just in such belief about the future and about what God has for her. And we talk about all the time being able to tap into your gifts and your talents and what your purpose is. And I say it all the time that when God shows you something, he doesn't change his mind. Sometimes you'll walk into a thing before it's time. But do you have the wisdom and the understanding to say, okay, yes, Lord, I hear you saying that you haven't changed your mind, but it's not time. And that's deep. And that's why, listen, when we shared this story with you guys, because any of you who know and who listen to the show, I love sports. I just am an avid sports person. I love it. And when we said, when we opened up our mouths, and I opened up my mouth and said, DC, can you make that happen? You think we can call Jenaba? We think he said, you know what? I think we can. You know what that was? That was a couple of people coming in agreement. And the Bible's so clear about it. He said, if two or more come together and touching and agree, whatever you ask, he'll do it. And so I want to thank Team OPT for making this interview possible. I want to thank you, DC, for all the production, all that goes into making this happen, because so few people know what a job it is to connect with the right people. And then after making the connection, to be able to close the deal, to make these interviews possible. We know it's not us. We know that there is a greater message that God wants to share with all of you who dare to be on point. And not just to be on point, DC, but for people to open their hearts and their minds to what God has. This is a young girl, right? Her family is from Sierra Leone. How ironic is that? We were just talking about another young woman yesterday from Sierra Leone. And her family, they immigrate. They're immigrants from Sierra Leone. They come to the United States with the possibility of the American dream. She talks about being the first in her family. Her family sacrificing so much for her to have the desires of her heart and to live the American dream. And they even send the brother to London so that he can have a better life. She's never laid eyes on her brother in her whole life. Possibility. Again, that word, possibility. Greatness lies within you. It lies within you. And that is a word from God. That's why we bring people in, because it speaks to all of us. And you know what? If you're feeling down and blue, you gotta be feeling better this morning. You gotta know that those things, I don't care how long it's been, if you just don't quit, man, you could just laugh at the devil, because he's got many ways to try to stop you. But boy, if you just don't quit. See, all he can really do is get in your head. And she said it. She said, once I stopped listening to the people, But this is one of the most powerful things that she said. I love it. I wrote it down. I hope you will too. This is a word. I know it was a word for me. I don't know if it was for you or not, but she said, you gotta reach higher before you can go higher. You gotta reach higher before you can go higher. And that means coming outside of yourself, knowing that in self, the only thing that you may hit is the ceiling. But when you come out of self and you reach higher, when you reach higher, there are no limits. Boy, I love it. I love it. I gotta take a break here, y'all, but we'll be back.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get wired satellites powered by DirecTV now has your locals in HD. In HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT. This segment is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. For more information, the number to phone is 318-346-2540 or Annapolis 337-942-9939. Daryl's Auto Service and Southwest Beverage. For more information about the Southwest safety messages, please log on to their website at www.beresponsible.com. Well, we're wrapping up an incredible week and an incredible conversation with Jenaba Tarmo. You can go to our website and check her out. And you know what? You can go to the Olympic website for all of the games. They're going to be starting July. The games begin on July the 27th, and they're going to go through August the 12th. And as I said at the top of the show, the countdown is 14 days, 7 hours, and 32 minutes. So they're counting it down. And you know what? It's really, really going to be interesting to watch all of the games, basketball and track and field. We just love track and field because it's just great to see all the speedsters out there and to see what's going to happen and whatever your favorite sport is. But be watching out for Jenaba Tarmo because I believe that she is going to be a superstar of all superstars on the circuit. And so we just wish her well. We wish all of the athletes well. And I just can't say enough about it. You know, when you do those interviews, it's such a spiritual journey for us as well because we believe so much in others' dreams. And that's what, you know, that's what we do. We really specialize in helping other people to promote themselves and their dreams. And as we do that, we know it's sowing a seed. And so next week, as I said earlier, if you go to our website, that's why you got to stay on point with our website. It's www.onpointcxmas.com. We have an incredible partnership with the great folks at Essence Magazine. And we're going to have Kimberly Holland on. She is the president and CEO of Icon Management in Atlanta. And she represents many of the athletes that are headed to London this summer. And so she's got an incredible story. If you hadn't picked up the August issue of Essence Magazine, it's an incredible story. Nia Long is on the cover with her two boys, and she talks about her life story and where she is in her life. And so it's all about giving. You know, that's what this show made me think about, giving. Because, see, sometimes we think that we've given enough or we've given all that we're going to give. But you know what? You can't outgive God. And one of the things that we were laughing about is something that she said during that time of lamenting, crying, and not understanding and not being at peace, you know. But she made it through. She's a brave, brave young woman. And she is an example for all of us to follow. She is, without a doubt, our Shiro of the month. And we hope that this will encourage you not to quit, to give something to somebody. You know, in giving, you know, usually we give, but we give what we don't want. But to give something that you truly want is nothing short of amazing. Well, let me just switch gears and come down a little bit and let you know about, again, we want to remind you about the Horseshoe Gardens, Deerfield, and Quail Ridge Neighborhood Health Fair that they're having on tomorrow. It's going to be at their walking track, and it's going to start at 8 a.m. It's a two-mile walk, and they're going to have all sorts of really healthy, important things to many of us. Diabetes checks, body mass index checks. They're going to really have shown communities. And I know, but by and large, they're not the only community that's doing things. But the only communities that we can talk about are the communities we know about. So if you want to brag about your community and about what you're doing, give us a call at our offices at 318-445-5658. Or you can go to our website. I've given it a million times. onpointcxmas.com. The other one is our email address. Go to our website, or our address is 3717 Government Street, Suite 2, Alexandria, 71302. He's telling me, giving me the rap sign. We're out of time, y'all. It's Friday. It's the weekend, and I hope that you feel great. We want to thank you so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We love you so much, and God loves you even more than that. So love yourself, and don't forget to be the change that you want to see in the world. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great weekend. Yeah, baby. We'll see you right back here on Monday. Be safe.